Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's tackle the topic of just how dystopian Scotland has become under Nicola Sturgeon in general. But I suppose most in the last couple of years, it's gone full bonkers in Scotland, hasn't it? And there's a story that's made a lot of news media today. And this is the decision made by the Scottish establishment to send a rapist to a female prison. A rapist is going into the female prison. this is, you stick with me in this one because it's kind of unbelievable. So apparently some people have criticized the Isla Bryson's placement in an all-female prison. So this is this gentleman who now calls himself Isla Bryson has been put in an all-female prison. He had been found guilty of two rapes committed when he called himself Adam Graham. And then, of course, the media go on with this one. The media play the game. She is being held at Cornton Vale Women's Prison ahead of sentencing. So this is why I despise it. Going back to the first podcast I've done today, this is why I'm such a critic of the media. They go with it and then they don't go with it. So on the one hand, they're saying, it's disgusting. They've sent this male rapist person into a women's prison and she is being held there. Who says she's a she? Well, Adam Bryson presumably says that he is a she. Has he got legal proof of his situation? I really don't know what the position is with him, but this is the curiosity of life in Scotland. Isla Bryson was shaven-headed Adam Graham with a Mike Tyson-style face tattoo when he carried out these violent sex attacks on women between 2016 and 2019. So he was raping women. This is an awful, heinous crime. Bryson, who then claimed to have gendered issues since the age of four, began transitioning from a woman to a man in 2020 after being charged with the rapes. The rapist has been taking hormones but has not had any surgery. In other words, he is biologically capable, I guess, of continuing to rape women, especially when put in an all-women's prison. Now, this guy may well have had gender issues. And I've constantly said that those who have gender dysphoria do require forms of treatment, psychological treatment, medical treatment perhaps, but treatment, but not indulged. This can't be indulged, but this is nothing but indulgement. The attacker denied the accusations, of course, telling jurors any sex was consensual, although Bryson insisted to having no joy in sleeping with women and told the court that they made the first move. There was no reference to the 31-year-old having a gender recognition certificate during the trial. So he probably, I don't know if he did or not, but does that make any difference? Well, yeah, it does in Scotland. And this is the whole point. This is why we've been banging on about this one. Once you get a gender recognition certificate in Scotland, by definition, you are legally that gender. So if Adam Graham declares himself to be Isla Bryson, even though Adam Graham committed allegedly these rapes, well, then under Scottish law, that's exactly what he is. Therefore, he can get into women's prisons. Doesn't matter what he calls himself. He can be in an all-women's prison. And he is legally recognised as a woman. So in a sense, yes, he is a she under this demented legislation brought in by Sturgeon. And we all said this would happen, and funnily enough, it's happened. I guess my primary interest, though, isn't this individual. I couldn't care less about him. I do care about women. Why is that? Well, because I'm a man, that's why. And it's built into men's DNA that we look out for women. Maybe that makes me an old-fashioned dinosaur in 2023, but I'm sure a lot of the men listening to this may feel the same as me. It's a natural thing. You don't think about it. It's just the way it is. So I feel that this whole the idea of a prison full of women, And look, I know they've committed crime, but they're serving their time. They deserve to be safe, at the very least, safe from potential rapists, for goodness sake. And so, but they're not safe anymore. This is why people like J.K. Rowling and others get demonized, because they are pointing out the fact that it's women who are being put at risk by this transgender movement. And I'm not saying all transgender people are rapists or anything like that. I'm definitely not saying that. What I'm saying is that this particular individual, there's got to be huge questions about it, about this individual. And this individual, in my view, to put this person in an all women's prison, well, I'm not sure how he's got there. If he doesn't have a gender recognition certificate, how can he be there? I don't think legally he probably can be there, other than that he's declared that he's a woman and therefore he can be in an all-women's prison, and therefore women become at risk. And it's not just him. There's going to be loads of cases like this here, unfortunately. And it seems to me that we are making women defenseless in pursuance of demented agendas. Thanks for listening.